Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Everybody's got a home town. And I live mine in
the It's the voice of St. Louis, KMOX. My name is Bo Matthews. And that song you just heard, that voice is the voice of my next guest, Matt Stillwell, performing his song, Everybody's Got a Hometown, on the back of a slow-moving trailer through a residential neighborhood in St. Louis. And if you know musicians like I do, they've got to get it out. Any kind of artist, actually. My wife included. She's a painter. When she's got to paint something, there's been many Sunday nights at 10:30, she'll be like, I've got to paint that. And I'll be like, I'll make the coffee. Matt Stillwell, welcome to KMOX. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Bo, and it's great to talk to you, and I appreciate you doing this.
Absolutely. You got to walk me through this. When did you do this first rolling concert in a random neighborhood?
Well, we started on Wednesday, and literally the concept, the whole idea started less than 2 weeks ago. I have a really good friend that's part of Kickin' Cow Agency here in town. Megan Tillery, and she called me, and she had this idea to kind of hopefully bring some joy to people, and sent it to me, and or called me, and we started talking about it, and I told her kind of what I'd been doing for the last year with these hometown house parties, which I've been doing all across the country, and that's where the idea for this whole thing kind of arose. She got Ezra Brooks on board with us, and they've been a great sponsor, and they wanted to kind of do the same thing. You know, it's a local company, and so we set out Wednesday and just started driving through. Our first neighborhood was Brentwood Forest, and we started driving through, and I started singing until people came out on the porches or in their yards or on their balconies, and it's a really cool little deal.
Okay, your phone broke up a little bit when you said you've been going around doing, did you say house parties as part of your promotion?
I have, yeah. So with Everybody's Got a Hometown, the song, for the last year and a half, I've been going around the country playing hometown house parties. And literally in people's yards, it's kind of a combination of the Bluebird Cafe and a house party. And,
you're delivering the Bluebird Cafe to people. I love that.
Yeah, we're bringing that to your backyard, and we slow down pretty good when people come out. I really believe that the human interaction is something that we as humans have to have. The reaction and the feeling that I get, the feeling that everybody around it gets to see people coming out on their porch or in their yard with their kids and, you know, looking and waving at their neighbors and stuff like that. It's a really cool feeling.
Well, hats off to you for coming up with a really cool idea. I can't agree with you more, because I'll tell you, I almost was drawn to tears when I heard churches were closing down, because not just there, but anywhere. I mean, you know, the term, you've obviously heard the term, I'm a hugger. Dude, that's going to be extinct before we know it. It's sad.
It's a different thing when you walk up to somebody that you've known for 10, 15 years, much less, you know, a couple weeks. Your instinct is to reach out and shake a hand. It is to hug. It is to, you know, feel that.
Embrace something. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And you're right about the church thing, because, you know, we've had to do that back home in Knoxville. We watch online. And during this time, this is a time that everybody is kind of digging down deep.
Yeah, you're right.
And wondering, with your faith and everything like that, you lean on it certainly in times like this.
I said this to a family member when we were texting back and forth. I said, you know, it's a good thing that God doesn't want a social distance from me.
Right.
And we got to hold on to that. We got to embrace that. The first kind of impromptu concert was a Keith Urban in his basement studio with his wife, Nicole Kidman, dancing around. That was his only audience,
right.
Except we were all watching online, and that technology is cool. And the neat thing is, this week we've seen the Elton John concert happen, you know, from everybody's home with this technology. Then Garth and Trisha did their thing from Studio G, and even the Academy Awards being pushed off until the fall. They're still going to do something on the ACM Our Country show, which is going to be really cool because, you know, as the, I don't know, the voyeur, you get to see their surroundings. You know, Tim McGraw sitting on his, you know, swimming pool diving board or whatever. It's just interesting because we truly, every human on this planet is going through this at the same time. So for you to go out, you're better than the ice cream man. You're out there delivering music.
Somebody actually said that. You're like the ice cream man.
Are you going to continue these concerts into next week in the foreseeable future?
We are in the planning stages of this and getting a lot of requests to come to different markets. And, of course, I want to do that. You're talking about wanting to get it out. I have a huge desire to help, I guess, to help people and hopefully, you know, make them feel good and that type thing and do that through music.
Yeah,
and
where can we?
I certainly want to do that.
Where can we find your upcoming dates? Because you're announcing them like day of, so where can people find
them? We are, so you can follow the hashtag Stay Home Tour, STL, here in St. Louis. Go to MattStillwellMusic.net. You can also go to all of Ezra Brooks Bourbon and really Luxco, the whole company. They're going to be posting as we expand this, and hopefully we're able to. They've been so good with this, and if you see a sleigh coming through your neighborhood, I call it a sleigh. If you see a float that's, you know, got a Stay Home Tour STL on it with Ezra Brooks, that's us. Just open your windows up and listen.
Music is medicine. Matt Stillwell, thanks for being a guest on KMOX. I really appreciate it. Let's talk again soon, okay, sir?
Absolutely. Thanks, Bo.
Stick around. We've got a little bit more to go. I've got some final thoughts I'm going to share with you, and I'll remind you of your homework that we talked about at the beginning of the show. Coming up on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.